We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin and Craig speaking, and we invite you to stay with us, trusting the Lord will be able to make our broadcast service a blessing to you. We are opening with a selection, Count Your Many Blessings. Father, we thank you today for the privilege of presenting this gospel to this precious people. We thank you for all of your blessings, for we realize that every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there's no variableness, nor even a shadow of turning. And so we pray that you'll bless us, bless our broadcast, and bless our precious congregation, for we ask this in Jesus' name, amen. We continue our service now with the selection, Jesus Loves Even Me.
I am so glad that Jesus
One of the blessings that are ours, and we should certainly count them, is mothers. And so our subject today is Mother's Day. Mother's Day is the most popular of the 4 days observed for the family. Mother's Day, Father's Day, Children's Day, and Grandparents' Day. Possibly Mother's Day is the most fitting. What name is second only to that of Jesus? And why do we hear the expression, a mother's love, so often? Now we read in Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 20 and 21, my son, keep thy father's commandment, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thine heart, and tie them about thy neck. Now that is, of course, assuming that the father and mother are the kind of parents the Lord would have them to be. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 31, we read from verse 10 to the end of the chapter 31, we read about a woman, and I would like to read some of the points that we find here in Proverbs 31. First of all, she is a virtuous woman, and her price is far above rubies. And of course, there are some things that you cannot put a dollar price on, and a virtuous mother is one of them, and that she is trustworthy. Her husband safely trusts in her that she will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. And she works hard in behalf of the good of her family, and that she is a wise and kind person. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. We also read that she is to be praised, appreciated, and given thanks. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Now the secret of being this kind of a mother that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down. So we read in Proverbs 14 and 1, every wise woman buildeth her house. And this, of course, it is not talking about building a literal house, but building a happy family that loves one another and seeks to please the Lord. There are various things that are involved in being a good mother and building a house that can withstand the storms of life which will come against every family. First of all, a good mother is a Christian mother. That is not to say that there can't be an unsaved person who can be a good mother as far as taking care of the children and looking after the husband in a material way, but even, and maybe even a good moral example before them. But what about the spiritual state of the children? The soul is the most valuable thing each one of us have. And so a good mother would be a good Christian mother. And a good mother is mindful of God's mercy, and she is able to show mercy herself. The mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children. So we read in Psalm 103 and verse 17. A good mother is devoted to her husband and shows him respect and teaches her children to do the same. Paul said in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 23, let the wife see that she reverence her husband. Paul also said in this very same verse that husbands are to love their wife as himself. A good mother loves her home life. She looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. Proverbs 31 and 27. A good mother loves her children. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, teachers of good things, that they may teach the younger women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. So we read in Titus chapter 2, verses 3, 4, and 5. A good mother will help the father teach their children the way of the Lord. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. So we read in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 2. A good mother knows her children are a gift from God. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is her reward. So we read in Psalm 127 and verse 3. We have the story of Hannah in the Bible. She was married to a man by the name of Elkanah, who loved her very much and was very kind to her, but she was unable to bear children, and this grieved her very much. They went to Shiloh, which was the religious center in that day, and there Hannah was so sad and grieved because of her lack of having children that she refused to eat. And Elkanah said to her, why weepest thou, and why eatest thou? Am I not more to you than 10 sons? 1 Samuel chapter 11, or 1, verse 9. Elkanah was indeed a good husband, but Hannah wanted a son. And after she sought the Lord so earnestly and promised to give him to the Lord all of his life, the Lord gave her a son, and she named him Samuel, one of the greatest prophets that Israel had. So children are an heritage of the Lord. The fruit and the fruit of the womb is her reward. A good mother dresses according to Christian standards and should dress her children the same way. She does not dress to catch the eyes of other men. Whose adorning? Let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair, that is, putting gold strands and other types of adornment in the hair, and of wearing of gold, or of putting on of immodest apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. So we read in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 3 and 4. Now some people say God looks at the heart and not the outside. He looks at both, inside and outside. And if he sees a meek and a quiet spirit, which is in his sight of great price, if he sees a meek and quiet spirit in her heart, he will see a person dressed modestly on the outside. Thus Paul teaches in 1 Timothy 2:9, women should dress in modest apparel. A good mother is an honor to her family. A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh ashamed is as rottenness in his bones. So we read in Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 4. Again, a good mother is to be loved and honored. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Proverbs 31 and 28. A good mother is greatly needed by her husband, by her children, by the church, and by the nation. From time to time, we hear of sickness or a wreck and so forth taking a young mother from the family. Only a family that has suffered such a loss can really know how great the loss is. Studies have shown that mothers have more influence on her children than anyone else. Daycare centers often have changes in their working force, and children then have to get used to a new person, and that at times can be a kind of disturbing to the children. And even relatives can take care of their children or their neighbor's children or their friend's children or even their sister's brother's children, but the relatives still do not have the influence on the children as greatly as the mother does. I say that the studies show that mothers have more influence on her children than anyone else. Now, it has often been said that no nation is stronger than its homes. I have never seen a time more than now that Satan is attacking marriage and home. We see people who are disregarding the Bible standard of marriage of one man and one woman. We see parents who forsake their children. We read in the newspapers about parents abusing their children. Beloved, we are living in perilous times, and the devil is working overtime, as it were, to destroy marriage and to destroy the home. And again, it has been said, no nation is stronger than its homes. And how greatly these are needed. Godly homes are needed. Again, the family needs it. The father needs it. The children need it. Even the church needs godly families. And our nation certainly needs family children. Emerson said, men are what their mothers make them. And if that is true, what a grave responsibility. May God bless our mothers, and not only on Mother's Day, but throughout the year. And again, we need good, godly mothers in our nation. Our Father, we thank you for the privilege of sharing these scriptures and thoughts with our precious congregation today. And we do pray thy blessings upon the mothers and help them with their grave responsibilities, that they might be the mothers that God would be pleased for them to be. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
From the dust of the earth, my God. God's word. My feet were made to walk in His footsteps. My body is the temple of the Lord. For I was made in His likeness, created in His image. For I was born to serve the Lord. And I can't deny Him. I'll always walk beside Him. For I was born to serve the Lord.
The Bible teaches us that it is the whole duty of man to fear God and to keep His commandments. So all of us were born to serve the Lord, but so many people are not. But to serve the Lord is indeed a wonderful blessing, a rewarding life to live. If our broadcast service is being a blessing to you, we would be an encouragement to us if you would let us know. And our postal address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net, our email address. And our fax number is 301-739-7173, 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. On our webpage, you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine. We have an archive there of a number of years of our magazine, and you can read them there by going to our webpage, www.wayoftruth.org. We also have an archive of our broadcast there on our internet, and we also broadcast our services over the internet. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, our Sunday evening service at 6, and our midweek service Wednesday at 7. Again, our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being a part of our congregation today, and we invite you to tune in this station next week at the same time when, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.